BBC Learning English.
I'm Jo Reffin, and on today's entertainment programme on bbclearningenglish.com, we're talking to someone who works in the film business.
My name's Samantha Parahi. I work for the UK Film Council. We are a government-funded organisation who are responsible for all aspects of filmmaking in the UK. It is my responsibility to help anybody who wants to film in the UK, to help them with locations, with crew, facilities.
The UK Film Council is a government-funded organisation. So the politicians running the UK, the government, give money to pay for this organisation to exist. The Film Council looks after all aspects, all parts of filmmaking in this country. So Samantha can help with crew, and the film crew are a group of people who work together on the film, the crew. Then there's the location, the place where the film is filmed, and finally Samantha talks about facilities, so any equipment or services needed when the films are made, like food or parking, for example. Part of Samantha's job is to get filmmakers to come and make their films in the UK. So how does she do that?
There are many, many countries around the world that have got film industries which are very important to their economy, and the UK is one of the largest filmmaking industries in the world, second only to the US. So there's lots of competition for countries that want to draw international films to their countries. So we have to make it economically attractive first and foremost.
The film industry is another way of saying the film business. The UK has one of the biggest filmmaking industries in the world, second only to the US, America. So second only to the US means the US is the largest and the UK is the second largest. Samantha says each country is trying to be the most successful. There's a lot of competition for countries who want to draw or attract international films to be filmed in their country. To attract people to make films in the UK, it has to be economically attractive first and foremost. The most important thing is the UK is a cheaper place to make films.
BBC.
LearningEnglish.com.
You're listening to bbclearningenglish.com, and we're talking about making films in the UK. Now, how does the UK Film Council help to make the UK economically attractive to filmmakers?
The way we do that is we have, thankfully, a film-friendly government who have devised a tax credit, which is, to be honest, the main reason why people first come to the UK to film. Second only to the fact we have the best facilities, crew and talent around the world.
Samantha is pleased, thankful that the UK has a film-friendly government. The UK government wants films to be made in the UK. They have created a tax credit. Now, Samantha will explain tax credit in a moment. But this tax credit is one of the main reasons people come to the UK to make films, and she used that expression second only again. So people come to make films in the UK because of the tax credit. Samantha says that reason is second only to the fact that the UK has the best facilities, crew and talent for making films. So Samantha, please explain to us what this tax credit actually is. First, here's some language to help you.
Sufficient means enough. A budget is the amount of money you have to spend on something. A significant amount is an important, fairly large amount. And expenditure means money that you spend.
Films which spend a sufficient amount of their budgets in the UK will be able to get a significant amount of their expenditure back.
Everyone has to pay tax to the government, so money from your salary or any goods that you buy, some of it will go to the government in what is called tax. So the tax credit means if filmmakers spend a certain amount of their budget in the UK, then the UK government will give the filmmakers some money back.
Films which spend a sufficient amount of their budgets in the UK will be able to get a significant amount of their expenditure back.
You can review some of today's language on our website, bbclearningenglish.com. See you next time.